This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. India and Italy have finalized 15 outcomes across diverse sectors. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni in Rome yesterday. The outcomes mark the elevation of bilateral relations to a special strategic partnership. Both sides also inked several memorandums of understanding to deepen cooperation in key areas, including critical minerals, defence, agriculture, Ayurveda, science and technology, maritime transport and ports. India and Italy also agreed to strengthen coordination against tax crimes, money laundering and terror financing. In a press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 will provide a practical and futuristic framework for bilateral ties.
पिछले लगभग साढ़े तीन वर्षों में मुझे कई बार प्राइम मिनिस्टर मेलोनी से मिलने का अवसर मिला है. यह भारत और इटली के बीच करीबी सहयोग और सामंजस्य को दर्शाता है. उनके नेतृत्व में हमारे संबंधों को नई गति, नई दिशा और नया आत्मविश्वास मिला है. मुझे खुशी है कि हम अपने संबंधों को अपग्रेड करते हुए स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप की घोषणा कर रहे हैं.
Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi was conferred the prestigious Agricola Medal by the Food and Agriculture Organization at its headquarters in Rome. The medal was presented by FAO Director General Chu Dongyu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for being honoured with Food and Agriculture Organization's Agricola Medal. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "This honour is a tribute to millions of Indian farmers and all those associated with the agricultural sector." Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman have congratulated Prime Minister Modi over the conferment of FAO's honour. West Bengal Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari has announced immediate initiation of deportation proceedings against illegal Bangladeshi infiltrators under the Citizenship Amendment Act or CAA. The Chief Minister made the announcement at State Secretariat Nabanna yesterday during a land handover ceremony to the Border Security Force for border fencing. Mr. Adhikari clarified that no action would be taken against members of the seven communities protected under the CAA, provided they had entered India before 31st of December 2024. Union Minister for Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has reviewed the quality and maintenance progress of more than 4,000 kilometres of national highway projects in Assam at a high-level meeting in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Gadkari stressed the need to speed up on-ground execution, strengthen quality monitoring mechanisms, and adopt modern construction practices to improve asset durability and riding quality. Union Ministers of State Ajay Tamta and Harsh Malhotra, along with officials from the Ministry and the National Highways Authority of India, attended the meeting. Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation has organized a 7th edition of the multilingual Sujal Gram Samvad in New Delhi. Addressing the event yesterday, Secretary in the Department Ashok K.K. Meena said, "Sujal Gram Samvad is a platform to learn from Gram Panchayat's experiences and challenges." He said under Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0, the focus has shifted towards community-led and sustainable management of rural drinking water systems. Senior IPS Officer Shibash Kabiraj assumed charge as Commissioner of Police Gurugram yesterday. Following his recent transfer from Panchkula district, Kabiraj is an experienced, efficient and dedicated officer who has made significant contributions to law and order, crime control and police administration. Madhya Pradesh Cabinet has approved projects and welfare measures of 30,555 crore rupees, including allocations for pension schemes, crop insurance and labour welfare, besides clearing the state transfer policy for 2026. Indian Navy has marked the successful culmination of the landmark IOS Sagar deployment with the flag-in of INS Sunaina at Kochi. The deployment involved an extensive multinational mission across the Indian Ocean region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.